What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Coffee Time with Retro Lag. It is your guy, Retro, to the let's go. Another episode, Coffee Time with Retro Lag. If you're listening on the Google platforms or the podcast platforms, I want to say thank you. Google, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, you name it. Tons of them. If you are watching on YouTube, I want to say thank you for coming to the channel. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, click the bell, all that jazz. Today's episode, have a target. When you set your eyes on the prize, do you just look at the prize that's at the end of the road? Regardless of how far it is, maybe it's close. Maybe it's an up close prize. You can reach out and grab it. Okay. What if it's a far prize? What if it's pretty far out? I see the target. I see where I'm trying to go and what I'm trying to get. Not what I'm trying to get. Let's back up. What I'm going to get. I see the prize I'm going to get. What about all the other targets along the way? Are there those targets? Is there just the one target? What about the obstacles? Am I just stopping and saying, nope, this is going to be impossible because these obstacles are there? In my previous life, I was a combat engineer in the U.S. Army. And whether you believe it or not, if you're watching the video, look at the grays on the chin. That should be some proof. Some grays in the hair, but you can't see it because I'm rocking my Kango. If you're listening, I got grays in my beard. Can't see my head because I got my Kango on. But whether you believe it or not, I was in the Army for 20 years as a combat engineer. One of the things we did was we breached, we bypassed obstacles. We don't let an obstacle. If we have an objective, we don't let an obstacle prevent us from executing our mission. One way or another, we will execute our mission. If we have a direction of travel we have to go through, or we have to travel, and there are obstacles on our path, it is our job to breach through that obstacle, to go around that obstacle, to mark and bypass that obstacle in order to continue our direction of travel. So for me, when I see an obstacle in my path, whether I put the obstacle there or somebody else, it's not going to stop me. I have to go through that obstacle. I have to go around that obstacle, or I have to mark and bypass that obstacle. But I cannot let that stop me. Because if I have a target, I'm going to reach that target. I'm going to reach that objective. I'm going to hit that target. You know, when I first started doing content creation, right? Very first thing I used to do was rap. I used to rap. And it's all I knew how to do. I didn't really know how to do anything else. But nobody would give me beats. So I started making my own beats. Started using FL Studio, Acid Pro, Cubase, Ableton. So many different programs. I make my own beats. I would make mixtapes. Didn't know any graphic designers. So I started using Photoshop myself. Started teaching myself how to do basic things. Didn't know how to mix and master my tracks. So I started teaching myself. Started to mix and master my tracks. I like music. Got into DJing. Nobody showed me how to DJ. I just started to teach myself. I got into streaming. Didn't really know what I was doing. Taught myself to put together the package. Create the package. Promote the package. Improve it. Started to take the beats that I wasn't really rapping on. Incorporate those as the background music. Didn't know how to promote myself. Started to teach myself marketing. Brand awareness, brand strategy. Started going to school for that. So now I can actually learn. So when I have the target, it doesn't matter what the obstacle is. I'm going to reach that target. My target has always been, this is just kind of an enduring target. This is like going to the shooting range and just popping down targets to continue your proficiency, right? Which is, every time people doubt, every time people underestimate, I make it a goal to show them and prove them wrong. Not so I can laugh at them and say, ha, told you, I knew I could. But because I know I can. So they can see. And I did that. So I got a target. I'm looking past all the things that are in my way right now. All the superficial stuff. And I have a bigger target. Never mind being famous. I don't need fame. I don't need popularity. I need generational wealth. That's what I need. That's what I'm going to get. I'm going to teach myself how to get generational wealth. How to do it for my kids. You have a target. You set your eyes on that target. Thank you for coming to the episode. Like, subscribe, click that bell. Catch you on the next one.